Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting second. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Lee May. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Hunt reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive to center field. Wynn throws towards Morgan. Morgan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Morgan. Hunt scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile scoops it up and throws to first, with Roberts covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson bunts in front of the plate. Grote fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Grote. Morgan moves to second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Grote interferes with Wynn, who is awarded first base. Morgan moves to third. Jackson moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jones. Gentile reaches second base with a double. Morgan scores. Jackson scores. Wynn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Astros. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cranepool. Staub reaches second base with a double. Gentile scores. It's 4-1, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Staub moves to third. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is hit by the pitch. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros 4, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-0 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-0 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Jackson moves to second. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Staub hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. Gentile moves to third. It's 5-1, Astros. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Astros will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Crane Poole. May reaches second base with a double. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. May moves to third. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bateman strikes out. One out. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Arrigo now pitching. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cranepool moves to second. John Stevenson pinch hits for Jerry Grote. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile fields it and throws to second for the out. Cranepool moves to third. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplau pinch hits for Jerry Arrigo. Al Luplau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplau hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Luplau reaches second base with a double. Cranepool scores. Stevenson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Astros. Rob Gardner pinch runs for Al Luplau. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. John Stevenson now catching. Gordy Richardson now pitching. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops it up and throws to first, with Richardson covering, for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bateman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub now playing left field. Dave Nicholson now playing right field. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-2 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lewis pinch hits for Gordy Richardson. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Bill Hepler now pitching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Gentile strikes out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Staub moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Stevenson for a passed ball. Stog moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. Dave Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bateman takes first base on ball 4. Dave Eilers now pitching. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond is 0 for 1 in the game. Raymond hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jones hits a line drive into center field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Boyer strikes out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 3 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive towards short. McMillan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jackson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 3 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Eilers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Swoboda hits a fly ball into left field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevenson is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.